Today on More to Life, the family is coming! The family is coming! Stressed about seeing family for the holidays? Let us help. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the family is coming. The family is coming. With apologies to Paul Revere. Sometimes it can feel like an invasion.
And
if you are stressed about seeing family over Christmas and New Year's, we are here to help. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Tell us, is there a family situation you're worried might blow up over Christmas, and you're not quite sure how to handle it? How can you set loving boundaries with family without feeling guilty over the holidays? Maybe you're dreading Christmas because of conflicts about faith or values with your relatives, or you're concerned about reopening old wounds when you see certain people over Christmas. Or perhaps it's something else entirely. But however you are concerned about seeing family or family seeing you, we are here to help. 877-573-7825.
And this is if you see them in any setting, not just if they're coming to yours. And I have to say, if they are coming to your house, oh, doesn't that ratchet everything up? Because you're trying to be a great host or hostess. You've worn yourself out with the menus and the cooking and the cleaning and then they come in and they want everything to be perfect. And they bring conflict or stress of some kind, and it just lets you down so much.
And honestly, you know, for me, it's actually going to other places that's more stressful because it throws off my schedule. If you got little kids, it throws off their
schedule.
You know, you're not. I mean, even though you're familiar with the people, you're not necessarily in your usual comfortable surroundings. Everything's a little bit off. So, I mean, even if you get along well with your family,
I like that you're making that point.
You know, it doesn't have to be major drama all the time. Even if you're getting along well with your family, there's always something.
Tiredness, stress,
yeah,
just
exactly
off.
All of it. You're right. Yeah. So we want to help make Christmas as joyful and as grace filled as possible, so that you can, whatever your family situation is, have the kind of holiday that allows you to come out the other side feeling grateful. To see what God has done in your heart and in your family. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. The show is titled The Family is Coming. The Family is Coming. As we talk about those family situations you're worried might not go so well over Christmas, and you're not quite sure how to handle those boundaries that you feel like you might need to set with certain relatives, but you're not sure how to do it. Those conflicts about faith or values that inevitably happen, especially in these times, or old wounds that can be reopened even accidentally when you're visiting family. Mm. Let's talk about how to navigate all that and more. 877-573-7825.
And certainly we're talking about those bigger questions. But if you're dealing with some new territory or trying to make sure something doesn't happen again that doesn't seem like such a big deal, we can talk about tips for that as well. So one of the things that springs to mind right off the bat that's a teeny little thing is getting your children, your small children under teenage years, especially if they're younger than that, sort of prepped for the whole thing. So if people are coming to your house, if other children are coming to your house, it's going to sound a little selfish, but it's not. If your little ones have very precious toys that they love, you know, their favorite teddy bear, their favorite Lego set, their favorite whatever those things are, get them to gather those things together, put them in a pillowcase, and store them in mom and dad's closet till Christmas is gone, because there's too much pressure on kids when other kids come over. You have to share everything. Well, you wouldn't be sharing your most precious objects with other people that came over if you know they could break them. You'd tuck them away and keep them safe. Another good thing to do if you have kids coming. But those little things, prepping your kids. Okay, this is how we act at Grandma's house. She has different rules. So whether it's the little things like that where you're thinking, I'm just trying to get ahead of the stress and the crazy, or those bigger things where you're thinking, how do I deal with this family member who's living a completely different lifestyle than I do, and they're loud about it? Whatever might be, you know, making you think, this might be more stressful than I want to deal with, and I'm not sure how to handle it, well, we're here for you today on More to Life to connect you with God's grace and some practical tools. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, you know, how can some theology possibly help me manage family stress over the holidays? You know, where is that in the theology of the body?
Well, am I supposed to get it out and read it over the Christmas dinner?
No. So here's the thing. There are, well, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, he asked a huge question. Basically, he said, you know, if we took a look at everything God's given us, for everything from creation to scripture to salvation history, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that family life is meant to be a gift. It's the primary place where we learn how to love like Christ. But around the holidays, that idea can feel more like pressure than a promise.
Well, right. And, you know, we tend to confuse God's vision for the family with the secular fantasy that, quote-unquote, holiday magic should just fix everything automatically. And when that doesn't happen, we can get frustrated with ourselves and with each other.
But the theology of the body helps us see that the call God gives to families is to be a gift. It isn't magic. It's a mission that can only be accomplished through God's grace and our intentional, prayerful efforts to see God's will be done in our homes.
Exactly. Well, you know, sin affects every family, right? Christmas doesn't erase that. Only grace can, and only if we work to prayerfully cooperate with that grace. We need to be intentional. So the first step is bringing our family struggles, whatever they are, to God in prayer and asking, you know, Lord, teach me how to respond to this situation so that I can be my best self and help bring out the best in my family.
And then we ask for the wisdom to know what small, concrete steps we can take to align our family life more closely with God's will, instead of trying to force everything to be perfect for the holiday.
And that's where our peace really comes from, right? Not fixing everyone and everything, not making the visit flawless, but trusting that God is at work even in the mess and inviting us to cooperate with Him one step at a time.
So the goal for Christmas isn't perfection. It's faithfulness.
Ooh, that's a good one to hold on to. And when we approach family life that way, even imperfect holidays or everydays can become deeply grace-filled encounters with Christ. So let's talk about how to help that happen for you today on More to Life, on our show titled, The Family is Coming, The Family is Coming. If you're stressed about seeing family over the holidays, we are here to help you find grace-filled ways to respond to those big and little crises and challenges that we all get a little nervous about around this time of year. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we bring to you our families, especially in this season of Christmas. And we ask that you would pour out your grace into our hearts and homes. And those things that we're concerned about, the conflicts, the old wounds, the disagreements, all the stuff, the personality clashes, we give it to you, Lord. And we ask you to teach us how to respond to it not just in the big picture, not just how to get to where we'd like to be, but how to respond to those little moments so that you can guide us step by step through the interactions we're going to have with these folks over the course of the coming weeks. Help us to know how to respond to all those challenges in ways that allow us to be our best selves and that allow us to charitably invite our families to be their best selves too, so that we can use this time of special grace, this time when you are seeking to be born into our hearts and into our homes, as an opportunity to grow closer to you and to each other. We ask all this through the intercession of the Holy Family, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the family is coming, the family is coming. If you're stressed about seeing family for the holidays, for whatever reason, big or small concerns, we are here to help. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Whether you've got a family situation you're worried might blow up over Christmas and you're not sure how to handle it, or you're concerned about the need to set some loving boundaries with family members over the holidays and you're not quite sure how to do that without feeling guilty or causing a fuss, maybe you're dreading Christmas because of conflicts about faith or values with your relatives, or you're worried about reopening some old wounds when you see your family, we are here for all of that and more. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we've got a question here that came in at questions@moretoliferadio.com from Claire, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Irving, Texas. She says, my adult daughter and her husband are coming for Christmas with their three-month-old baby. I'm thrilled to finally spend time with my grandson, but my daughter is extremely protective. She won't let anyone hold him for long. She has lots of rules and won't even let me watch him so she can rest. It feels hurtful and honestly a little insulting, like she doesn't trust me. I don't want Christmas to be tense, but I also don't want to feel shut out. How can I talk to her about this without damaging our relationship? And is there a loving way to ask for more time with my grandbaby? And that's Claire in Texas.
Claire, thank you so much for the question. What a great gift it will be to have that time with your daughter and your grandson. And it's really wonderful. And I understand the concerns that you're expressing. It can be frustrating. You know, we don't get to see our grandchildren as often as we'd like. And when they're there, we want to just kind of scoop them all up and love on them and, you know, and really get the most that we possibly can out of that time. So I understand your concerns and your frustrations. Let me just say, though, that it's not so much that your daughter doesn't trust you. It's that she's still learning to trust herself in her role as a mom and getting to know her little baby.
And she's trying to get her baby to trust her. So she's really in a process of bonding a great deal, making sure they're close. And that's exactly what God designed to have happen right now. And I have to say, especially in this cold and flu season, it is imperative that parents make sure that their little tiny brand new babies are not exposed to too many germs. Any pediatrician right now is advising that. So it's not that she doesn't trust you to hold the baby or take care of the baby while she sleeps. She needs to keep him safe and sound and also feel like she is able to just be with him and be at peace. So you're saying she should let me hold the baby while she gets some rest. Let her lay down on your couch or in your guest room bed with the baby. Bring her food. Bring her tea. Tuck her in with a blanket with the baby. Love your baby. Well, she gets to love her baby. You'll still see the baby. You'll be close to the baby. Take a zillion pictures of the baby. But remember that your baby is now a brand new mom, and she needs mom to love her, not make her feel like she's being pushed aside for her cute new baby.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even if you think her rules are a little silly or that they're different than the way you raised her or any of that, I'm going to ask you to try to lay that aside and not see that as a personal affront, but rather your daughter's attempt to kind of to get her confidence as in her role as mom, to get to know her baby and to establish her relationship with the little one. And the more you can do to respect those rules, even if you're not crazy about them, the more you can do to do exactly what Lisa is saying and really love your baby as she's loving her baby, the more you're going to get time with your grandson, because she's going to trust you. She's going to say, when I get together with mom, You know, I feel taken care of. I feel supported.
I feel affirmed.
Even when I know Mom doesn't 100% agree with me, I feel respected by that, you know, the way she treats me. This is a person who is safe for me to get help from, to come around with, to leave my child with eventually.
To come to Mom, whether it's physically or in a phone call or a text, to get advice, to get nurturance. Your daughter... And really think back to what you went through as a new mom. Your daughter is going to be exhausted and questioning herself and also feeling good about herself when she's bonding with this baby and things are going well in a way that she's going to want to share the triumphs with you, and she's going to want to turn to you with questions, but only if she feels like she doesn't have to put up her defenses around you to protect herself, her self-esteem, and her child. And you know what? We really have to remember that our children are our children, and they're still desperate for our love and our affirmation and our support, even in adulthood. So focus on that, and your relationship with that baby will come over time, and you will get some time over Christmas to be a little closer to him and get to know him and love him and get all the pictures to show all your friends. But only if you're really, really just pouring out your love, your care, and your attention on your daughter.
Just be careful not to catastrophize this, right? Because what goes through your head, I'm not just speaking about you, I'm saying what goes through any grandparent's head, is if I don't get the time with the baby that I want, then I'm never going to get the time with the baby. They're never going to trust me. No, the more you're willing to respect those boundaries and respect those rules and just defer to your daughter and take care of your daughter, the more she's going to see that you're a trustworthy person. And you might think, well, what do you mean? See, of course I'm a trustworthy person. I raised her. She should know that.
She's a whole new person right now. She's never been a mother before. She's a whole new person. She has a whole new life to take care of. And she is judging everybody and everything. Is it safe? Is this a place I can be calm in? Can my child and I be regulated here? So, and you've never been the grandmother to this child, her child, before. So it's time to really, you know, be able to show her.
So the more she feels respected, the more she feels supported, the more she feels cared for by you, the more she's going to trust that, you know, she can relax some of those rules and give you more time in time. So use this time to build that credibility, if you will. And that connection that allows you to have a stronger relationship with your grandchild. He's only 3 months. Give it some time. All right. Thanks so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls and questions on our show titled The Family Is Coming. The Family Is Coming. With apologies to Paul Revere, if you are stressed about the invasion that's coming to your home or your invasion of somebody else's home for the next couple of weeks, we want to help you manage the conflict gracefully. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. In addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, who is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She's got a lot of experience handling holidays and family life, so stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
As Christmas approaches, it brings an opportunity to reflect on our responsibilities and resolve to protect those we love. Giving your family the assurance of a secure future is a profound act of care. Through our partnership with mycatholicwill.com/AVE, you can allocate assets to the individuals and causes you hold dear, all at no cost from the privacy of your home. Secure your legacy and honor your faith. mycatholicwill.com/AVE.
Feeling drained, anxious, or stuck in your relationships? You're not alone. I'm Lisa Popcheck from CatholicCounselors.com. Our team of Catholic pastoral counselors can help you find grace-filled, effective solutions for emotional struggles, stress, and relationship challenges. Discover how your faith can bring healing and peace to your heart and home. Visit CatholicCounselors.com today. Let us help your faith, life, and relationships flourish. Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today on More to Life, the family is coming. The family is coming. As we talk about the challenges that we face over the holidays as we get together with extended family, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She's got tons of experience dealing with families and holiday stuff. Welcome to More to Life, Rachel.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, you really do have some experience. And now, you know, as we were just talking with a grandmother, you've got the mom experience, you've got the grandma experience now on how do you handle this. And it can be, especially with a family that you started with 11 kids, and both you and your husband have tons of siblings, complicated. So what are your best tips for dealing with the Christmas craziness?
Well, the thing is also we're at our house, we're at other people's houses. You know, we're doing a lot of traveling, perhaps. And I think the one thing you have to keep repeating to yourself, you are in charge of yourself and no one else. You control your temperature, your reaction. How do you prep for things? How you come down from things? And to make sure that your spouse and you are talking about, what are the rules in your house if you're going to host something? What are the rules in someone else's house if you're going to visit somewhere? And these are things you need to talk together as spouses, but to your kids the moment you get the invitation and you RSVP. If you're going to grandma's house and it's lots of fragile things, remember to talk to your kids about how are they going to behave? How do they say hello? Can they give a gracious thank you? If you're going in your house, you know, what stuff will you put away? Bedrooms will be closed. The kids will help clean. But too oftentimes, we are doing these things the moment before we're hosting the party or while we're in the car heading off to grandma's house. There's a lot of prepping we should be doing to prepare ourselves for a really great Christmas party and not something that's going to ruin everyone's mood.
I think you're so right. We spend so much time prepping the food, right? You know, we're marinating this and we're seasoning that and we're doing things in stages. We forget to prepare our own hearts, our own minds, and our own families for it. What else do you got going on for us that would give us a little bit of an easier time?
I think what we need to do is when you know who your kids are, your family should have a code word, especially if you're leaving to go to someone else's house. When I had all my little ones, they knew they could come up to us, touch our elbow if we were talking to someone, and we had a secret word that we would give to say, I'm melting down, I don't want to be here anymore. And we would wrap things up, that our kids were the priority, not our own social time, or even families that we love, to say, you know, we need to leave before it really goes south for our kids. And our teenagers can do that as well, to say, we will go, Mom, but is it okay if we only go for an hour or so that they have a good time? And if you know that beforehand, then you can come up with the excuse, as it were, to say, you know, we're going to be there for about an hour and then we're going to head out. If we prepare ourselves well for knowing who our children are and putting them as the priority and ourselves and our spouses, then everyone will have a good time and you guys are in charge of yourselves.
I love this so much. And this in charge of yourself thing, we have to remember that Jesus did this, right? He was in charge of himself. He was in charge of his reactions, whether it was reaching out, whether it was disappearing from their midst, whether it was calling somebody out. But he never tried to control somebody else because he respects our free will. So if Jesus, who was sinless and perfect, could say, I'm going to stay and be in charge of myself, I can offer love, I can offer guidance, I can offer myself, but I can't make anybody else be who I want them to be. So we're really walking the Jesus walk.
He stands at the door and knocks, basically.
Right. We're walking the Jesus walk by handling these Christmas visits this way. Any other tips in the last minute or so we have?
The last thing is no surprises for anyone. Make sure that people know if there's going to be animals around, if there's going to be alcohol around, and there's someone you need to avoid. You're going to know
alcoholic
who got
animals.
The firecracker conversations, and you can avoid them.
I love that idea, to really say, okay, you know, let's go to the conversations, especially. If you know somebody, like I had an aunt who always wanted to fight about politics because she knew we had a different mindset than the rest of the family. We have to say, okay, if she says this, how do we change the subject kindly? How do we move it in another direction? What things can we attempt before we have to firmly say, let's not discuss this because I care more about you than this topic? And really be prepared for that instead of surprised that that person is going to do that same thing they've done every Christmas for the last 20 years.
Christmas. Exactly.
Rachel Watkins, we thank you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you and Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope all of you have a blessed end to Advent and a wonderful holiday season.
God bless us, everyone.
As well, a wonderful Christmas to the whole family, Watkins, and many prayers for your son who is getting married right after Christmas and the new year. So our prayers go with all the Watkinses. Take care.
With that, we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're talking about the family is coming. The family is coming. Concerned about seeing the family over the holidays? Whether for big or small concerns, we're here to help those situations go more gracefully. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. Back after this.
What does the Ninth Commandment forbid? The Catholic Catechism says the Ninth Commandment warns against carnal concupiscence, sins against the flesh. What is concupiscence? It is the consequence of original sin. Though baptism purifies the soul of all sin, it does not remove our tendency toward sin. In this rebellion of the flesh against the spirit, as defined by St. Paul, we must develop purity of heart, the desire always to do the will of God, especially in the area of charity and chastity. Purity requires modesty. Modesty protects the intimate center of a person. It refuses to unveil what should be hidden. Modesty guides how you look at others and behave toward them. It should dictate one's choice of clothing so as not to exploit or tempt another. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You remember the time I said on the air, go to confession. And when you're done, go out and have a big ice cream soda. Celebrate. And a man wrote to me, he says, you know, I hadn't gone to confession in 30 years. Do you mind if I went and had a pizza? I said, oh, have 20 pizzas.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. What does it mean for a dad to be poor in spirit? According to scripture scholars, the man who is poor in spirit is profoundly aware of his radical dependence on God. Men often struggle with this idea. Many of us have been raised to believe that it's a virtue to be self-sufficient. Boys are taught from toddlerhood that they're sissies if they ever need their moms or dads too much. This world tells us, blessed is the man who takes care of himself and minds his own affairs. But this attitude is completely contrary to the message of Jesus. In the words of Pope Francis, when the heart is rich and self-satisfied, it has no place for the Word of God. Catholic dads, do you know what it means to be radically dependent on God's help to be a great husband and father? To To learn more, check out my book, Be Datitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, the family is coming. The family is coming. Are you concerned about seeing family over the holidays for whatever reason, big or small? Let us help you navigate those challenges and conflicts gracefully. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Margaret, who's listening to EWTN Radio in St. Louis.
Hi, Margaret. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
I was listening to the one caller who was concerned about not seeing her grandchild very often or enough or being with it. And I could understand that my grandchild is now 9 years old, and I'm seeing him less and less. And I know they're real busy, and it's very unfulfilling when I go to their home. It's either at a restaurant or at their home, and there's a lot of time with her family, and they talk among themselves, and her father-in-law, my son's father-in-law, told him that you should just let, you know, your wife do what she wants to do because it works out better that way. And I finally am getting...
What is that she wants to do? I guess I'm trying to understand. Where's the conflict between you and your daughter, exactly?
Daughter-in-law.
Is it daughter-in-law? Or
daughter-in-law.
Okay, my apologies.
Well,
all right, so what's the conflict there?
She just doesn't want me around very much.
Well, but there's a reason for that. Like, what's the reason that she would give for that?
I don't really know. At one point, my son told me she trusted me, and then one time she told me she didn't feel appreciated. But when I try to help her, like sweep up after the meal or carry things in, she doesn't want any help at all. And the kids are allowed to play on their little devices, and they started that really young, and one of them even does it during meals. And being patient hasn't worked, or at least I don't think it's worked.
How far away do you live from them, Margaret?
About 18 miles.
Oh, so you're
really close. So are you doing things, like I'm assuming your 9-year-old grandson is the oldest one, but you're saying there are other children. Are you showing up for things like their practices, you know, like helping them out?
How involved are you in their life?
To make sure that you're involved? Are you always waiting for an invitation?
I'm waiting for invitations, and I'm older. It's a little uncomfortable to carry your own chair to a ball game. And
Unable to do it? I can understand it's uncomfortable, but are you unable?
No, I'm able, but I don't always know when they have practices. They're just always busy. The weekends are completely chock full of activities.
That's very normal for now, unfortunately.
So here's the thing, Mark. I completely understand, you know, and I appreciate you've been wanting to, you know, respect their boundaries and not push in, and you kind of want the invitation. We all want to know that we want to be, you know, that they want us to be included. I think that in your case, it's going to be good to be a little bit more assertive and on two fronts. And the first front would be to say, hey, you know, I would really like to be more a part of your guys' lives. And I've gotten the impression that maybe, you know, I've done something that's made you feel either unappreciated or unsupported or uncared for. If that's the case, I'm really sorry. It was, you know, I don't know what I would have done to make you feel that way, but I've gotten that message. And is there something that I am doing that would make you feel that way, or something that you'd like to see from me that would help you feel more comfortable to be around me? You know, asking that question directly. Now, they might not say anything, right? They might say, no, it's fine. Because a lot of times what happens is we extend that direct invitation, and they're a little afraid that maybe there's going to be some drama or we're going to get into stuff, and they don't really want to deal with that. And that's okay. You've at least put it out there that you're open to hearing whatever it is that they want to say. The next thing would be to say, hey, would it be okay if I did come to more of the practices or more of the events or those kinds of things, I've tended to kind of want to hang back and wait for an invitation, but and if you'd rather me not be there, that's okay, but I would really love it if I could. I mean, you know, it's a little hard for me to get around sometimes, but I'd really like to be there for some of it if I could.
And I will, you know, just give me their schedule and the locations, and me and my GPS will get us there. Because what you don't want to do to parents in this atmosphere, and Margaret, I want to be very clear about this. Every child in this country is so overscheduled at this point. It's insane. I know kids who live on farms and are raising livestock who are in after school or even after homeschool stuff every night of the week. Kids are so overscheduled right now, and their parents are
no matter where they
their
are,
minds.
It's not
exactly.
Just
it's
thing.
Not just city kids. Yeah. It's not just a particular area of the country. It's not just a particular mindset. It's just the way things are. And I think that we as grandparents, all of us, kind of think, I've done a fantastic job. Look how wonderful my kid is. And now they're going to become parents and see how much they should appreciate me. And it'll all be wonderful. And I will stand in that regal place of grandparenthood. No, what God's calling us to right now in this date and time is to become servants. So you said your daughter-in-law doesn't really feel appreciated by you. You should be ramping up your approval of her, telling her what a great job she's doing, telling her what fine children she's raising, telling her how much you appreciate how hard she's working to get these kids to be able to do all these things.
And obviously, you know, you obviously have some concerns about, you know, their use of media and those kinds of things. So we're not asking you to lie, but we are saying, you know, find something.
Mm-hmm.
Find the good and point it out. And instead, you know, and you said that, you know, when you try to get up and help her sweep or help her, she doesn't want any help. Just ask her, you know, just ask what can I do? You know, I'd like to do something or, you know, instead of just getting up and doing it, right? You know, sort of wait to be invited. But the point being here, be a little more assertive, not pushy. But like I was saying in the example that I gave before, I would really like to be at the games more. I'd like to be able to come to more things that I can. Would it be okay for you to let me know what their schedule is so that I can make some plans to get there? Because it's not always easy for me to get around. But if I'm having a good day on a time whenever it's a game, I'd really love to be there.
I'll leave early enough that I can walk my chair, you know, 50 yards and then put it down and then rest and then walk it in. I'll tell you what.
Or, you know, you can always text. When you get there, you can always text them and say, hey, could I just get a hand with the chair?
If it's possible. But you don't want to give them more work to do. You want to affirm the work that they are doing. If she says, no, I really don't need help cleaning up the Christmas dinner, that's your opportunity to go sit on the couch and ask your grandson about the game he's playing. You know, what are you doing? How do you score this? I'd love to watch over your shoulder to see how you're doing on this game.
Can I have a turn?
Around, maybe. I doubt that's going to happen because they're awfully, you know, in the middle of it.
Well, you know.
But talking to him, not trying to get him to do with it, just being with him
or,
and the other kids.
Or when you know, when she says, no, I don't need any help, it's like, you know what? You really do have things together. I'm always so impressed.
Yeah.
How well you handle all of this. And I would love to be able to help if I could, but I love the way that you just bring it all together. You're doing such a great job. Thank you for that. You know, just pointing this stuff out, and that again, addressing the unappreciated thing. It's not easy, right, to deal with daughters-in-law, sons and in-laws in general. It's not,
and it's not easy to go from being the royal parent who could say, this is what we're doing and how, to the grandparent who is now called to be a servant of God to our children and children-in-law, to help them and encourage them and be loving to them.
But based on what you're sharing, I think that the mistake has been, although your intentions are in the right place, your heart's in the right place, your intentions, you've been a little more passive than you should be in terms of just addressing the issues in the relationship more directly and also letting them know that you'd like to be there.
Especially,
and that you're going to make the effort to make that happen, not wait to be invited.
Right, especially since you're blessed enough to live only 18 miles from your grandkids. You gotta climb that hurdle and just be present and loving and supportive. I'll tell you what, one of our kids was an ice skater for all of high school and most of college. And I would see these grandmothers who showed up with their daughters or daughters-in-law every single lesson. They would just show up, and watch the lesson. And they'd sit in the stands. That gave them a chance to get to know their daughter-in-law or their daughter a little bit better, because they'd sit and they'd watch the child skate and they'd chat a little bit. But they were always showing up. And those were the grandmothers who built relationships through the teenagehood of their grandchildren. I know those kids today who are still calling grandma from their workplace now that they're grown adults or from college. And the ones that didn't show up because they were so busy, they lost a huge opportunity. If you live that close, oh my goodness, be there as much as you can to just be supportive and observe.
We build on these themes in our book, having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with her adult sons and daughters. It's not just about having conversations. It's really about how can you build the kind of relationship with your adult sons and daughters that allow that kind of closeness to flourish. How do you ignite that spark? How do you help them feel supported? How do you be assertive without being pushy? It addresses all those questions in more detail. I'd really encourage you to check it out. Having meaningful, sometimes difficult conversations with her adult sons and daughters. Margaret, thank you so much for the call. I do hope that you'll be able to take some of this to heart and really take advantage of it over the coming weeks and months. I really think it'll make a huge difference in your relationship with your son, with your daughter-in-law, and with your grandkids as well. As we are heading out to our break, it's time for, our scripture today. But before we do that, some congratulations to go out.
We sure do want to send out congratulations to another wonderful EWTN radio partner, Divine Mercy Radio, with six stations serving Hayes, Colby, Great Bend, Hill City, and Lindsberg, Kansas, is celebrating 15 years with us this week.
Congratulations to Nathan Lang, founders Donetta and Lester Robin, and their great team at Divine Mercy Radio from all of us here at EWTN. Congratulations, guys. Thank you so much for your efforts to bring Catholic radio to your area. And listeners, wherever you're tuning into EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you're supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers, for sure, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Catholic Radio on the air for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and your loved ones in living a more joyful, faithful, and abundant life. Once again, congratulations to Nathan Lang, Donetta and Lester Robin, and the great team at Divine Mercy Radio, and everybody who makes EWTN Radio possible, especially you, the listener. With that, it's time for our scripture today. It comes to us from Psalm 127, verse 1.
Unless the Lord builds the house, then in vain do the builders labor.
Really important verse for today because, you know, as we were sharing in our reflection at the beginning of the program, we have this tendency to think that it's our job to fix everything in our families over the holidays and to make sure that our own kids are perfect and that our time with other family is perfect. And that's not really our job. You know, our job is to bring our house to the Lord and say, Lord, how do you want me to respond to this? You know, how can I cooperate with your grace to build the family life and to create the experience that you want this to be? Teach me to respond to this in a way that will help me be my best and will invite the others to be their best too. And we trust that God is working through the mess and that he's building that house so that we don't labor in vain. With that, we are taking more of your calls when we come back after the break at 877-573-7825. The show is titled The Family is Coming. The Family is Coming. If you're stressed about seeing family over the holidays, for big or small reasons, give us a call. Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. More to life.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing we are back in the Holy Land, ready to introduce you to our favorite places in the world, the land where God walked. Mass at the most holy sites, pray the mysteries of the rosary where they happened, and experience the Bible in vivid color. We have led over 100 groups through this land, sharing the whole story of salvation. Of all the pilgrimages in all of the world, this is the one you should not miss.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, the family is coming. The family is coming, as we talk about those stressful things that come up when we see family, especially over the holidays. If you are concerned about family conflict or other challenges related to family and Christmas, give us a call, 877-573-7825. Speaking of Christmas, EWTN's got some great programming coming up over the Christmas holiday to really enliven your experience of God's grace over this holiday. So check it out. It's an EWTN radio tradition. The 48 Hours of Christmas features continuous Christmas programming on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, including Merry Christmas, George Bailey, a two-hour radio drama based on the Frank Capra Christmas movie classic, It's a Wonderful Life, produced by the Franciscan University of Steubenville Arts Department. That's happening Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on EWTN radio. And What is Christmas? Music and Reflections. You can join EWTN for Christmas Reflections from some of your favorite EWTN radio personalities as we ponder the question, what is Christmas? That's happening Christmas morning, 5 a.m. Eastern on EWTN radio. And for the complete 48 hours of Christmas schedule, visit EWTN.com/48hours. Check it out. Some great stuff coming up to help you celebrate the season. With that, we are taking your questions on our show today titled, The Family is Coming! The Family is Coming! If you're stressed about seeing family over the holidays, we are here to help. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have a very important question here from Calvin, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Atlanta. He says, I'm a college student, and I converted to Catholicism last Easter. My family is Baptist and strongly anti-Catholic. They did not take my conversion well, and the summer was rough. I've been home for a week and keeping my distance, but I'm almost certain that they'll try to confront or intervene with me spiritually over Christmas. I love my family, and I don't want to fight, but I also don't want to deny my faith or feel bullied. How can I stand firm without being defensive or disrespectful? And how do I prepare myself for whatever might be coming?
Okay, so it's a big question. And I know, first of all, welcome home.
Welcome home, and congratulations on your bravery. You're living a very big virtue for a very young Catholic.
And, you know, it's not going to be easy however you approach this. But I think there are things you can do to make it a little bit easier. Don't get into the weeds of the apologetics conversations. They're going to present specific questions. I mean, just for the sake of argument, why do you guys worship Mary, or why do you do everything the Pope tells you? You know, just the crazy things that people who don't understand Catholicism will often say. I would like you to just sort of take a big picture view of those things and say, listen, I'm happy to discuss all of those things and more over time. Right now, the most important thing is that you guys taught me to listen to God speaking in my heart and to follow him wherever he leads. And I believe with all of my heart that I am doing that. And I would like to continue to pray with you guys that God would continue leading each of us where he wants us to be and be able to support each other in doing that. Would you guys be willing to pray with me about that? Don't make it about an argument. Don't make it about convincing them of anything or them trying to convince you of things. Redirect it to, let's pray about this. Let's pray about how God wants us to respond to these differences, how God wants us to still be a family in spite of our differences. Would you be willing to pray with me about all that? Because that's what it has to be, right? This is all about each of you trying to respond to God's call on your respective hearts the way you're hearing him. And you're affirming them for having raised you to be a good Christian man, and that you believe that you are taking what they've given you to follow the Lord where he's leading you now. And you would like to pray with them to help them continue to hear how God is speaking to their hearts, and that you guys could be a family in spite of the differences that you're having.
And let me be clear, Greg is not saying to pray with them so that they would hear the Holy Spirit leading them into Catholicism. It's that each one of you in your family group may listen to a sovereign God who has a plan for each of your lives and be open to him wherever he's calling each of you to be and serve him in whatever way he's calling each of you to serve.
And to be perfectly clear, you know, of course God wants us all to be one. That Jesus said,
absolutely,
that is my prayer, that we would all be one as my Father and I are one. I believe that our Catholic faith is the fullness of the truth, and that everybody is ultimately called to be part of the Catholic Church in one way or another. But that journey takes people down a lot of interesting roads in the meantime, and God is still with them that whole time. So the point here, okay, is you want to avoid the nitty-gritty of, you know, getting into apologetics conversations about this point of Catholicism or that point of Catholicism or dealing with this biblical proof text or that one. Just say, look, I'm happy to talk about all those differences in time, in their place. But right now, the most important question is that you guys are afraid that I'm not following God's lead in my heart. And I want to assure you that you raised me to be able to hear God's voice and to know where he's leading me, and I believe that I am doing that. And I believe that God is leading you guys too. Now, it's our job to figure out how to keep being family and keep supporting each other spiritually in spite of these differences. So I don't know how to do that, and I don't think you guys do either. Let's pray about it together, and let's keep praying about it so that God can help us draw closer to each other and to him as we all walk on these different roads that we're walking on.
Now, Calvin, I do want to mention one very important housekeeping thing for you, which is you obviously will need to be going to Christmas Mass over this visit with your parents, and probably, you know, depending on how long you're home, other masses, but especially on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, make sure you have a plan to go to a Mass that works with your family's schedule so that you're not kind of all undermining their dinner or the visit in some way that they can take affront to. And if you can get to a Mass and they still want you to worship with them in their church, you know, that can work for you to just be there and listen and pray alongside and not participate in certain things that wouldn't work with your faith, but most of it's fine. You want to be loving. You want to show them that serving God and loving them can go hand in hand for you.
Right. So be as generous as you can. You don't have to subject yourself to any abuse, of course. You know, if they're becoming really hostile or antagonistic, it's okay to excuse yourself from that. But try to make the conversation about each of you is trying to follow what God has laid on your hearts, and that the most important thing when Christians are disagreeing with each other is to go to God with those differences and ask him to guide you through it.
And honestly, in the middle of this, Calvin, if they do start to get kind of, you know, pushy, you can just stop, take a breath, and say, Lord, we all love you. We want to serve you. We want peace in our home and our family and in our hearts. Please come into our midst in this moment. Amen. And let everybody take a deep breath and soak in the Holy Spirit a little bit so that that ratcheted up emotional temperature has a moment to calm down in God's presence.
And if there's more that we can do to support you in your journey, when you come out the other end of the holidays, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. Calvin, thank you so much for the question. Listeners, we hope that you have a wonderful and blessed Christmas season and the happiest of New Year's. If you need support at any time, we are here for you always at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family or personal life in the light of God's grace, especially taking advantage of this grace of this Christmas season and of the new year. If you would like some support in making changes or bringing healing to your marriage or family life, CatholicCounselors.com is here for you. We wish you all the best in the coming weeks, and we wish you a merry, merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
To Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.